Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the Live Inspired Podcast, Monday Morning Moments with John O'Leary. As you know, I record these each and every week to begin these weeks and our days in awe and on fire with a burst of inspiration. Let's begin with a little inspiration you weren't expecting today. You ready for it? The voicemail you have reached is currently full. Yeah, if you try leaving me a message on my cell phone, this is a recording you will oftentimes hear. The voicemail you have reached is currently full. The reason it's full is that I don't always delete the messages of friends and family. It turns out O'Leary's a little old school. I love the tone of Mom as she practically sings out my name to begin her messages. I savor the softened, muted, sweet voice of my dad checking in on me from time to time. I've kept several messages from my wife just letting him know she's thinking about me, that she loves me. And I've kept one from each of my kids so that I can hear their little voices when I'm traveling, when I'm missing actually hearing those voices. But sometimes it's in permanently losing a voice that we are reminded through the voices of others how special our loved one was. Let me explain. 15. That is how many messages were left on the answer machine of Ron Goldman when his grieving family began sifting through his belongings after he was murdered. Before there was any speculation of who may have killed either he or Nicole Brown Simpson, before the infamous white Bronco was filmed racing along a California highway, before the trial of the century began, and before the names Marcia Clark and Johnny Cochran and Cato Kaelin were made famous, Ron Goldman's family listened to the voices of friends. The messages sound a lot like what you might expect on the answer machine of a man in his mid-20s. They were just ordinary friends calling, checking in, talking about getting together, or just living life. The first message they heard was from a friend. The friend said this: Ron. Hey, Bonehead, it's almost 10. I'm debating whether I'm just going to head over to your house or not. I want to get moving here. I'll probably give it about 10, maybe 15 minutes. Call me later. There were several more messages just like that from other friends on Sunday. On Monday morning, messages began appearing from colleagues at work wondering where he was. Hey, Ron, this is Stuart. It's about 10:45. I was just curious if you wanted to come to work today. So, talk to you soon. Bye. Other casual messages were left on the machine that day. But as word began to spread that the former wife of O.J. Simpson had been murdered, along with her friend named Ron Goldman, the tone on the messages changed entirely. Ron, it's Patty. I just talked to Jeff. I need to talk to you. And I'm not sure what I'm hearing is if it's right. So, Andrew's coming home tomorrow and I don't know if they're playing a joke because you have the car and the keys and everything, but call me. I'm going to try paging you. As the messages continued, the voices became more somber, more desperate, more confused. The final message they heard was a man speaking very slowly, very clearly, and crying, saying these words: Hey, Ron, just wanted to hear your voice one more time and I hope everything works out for you. Goodbye, Ron. I had the opportunity to visit with Ron's sister. Her name is Kim Goldman on our most recent Live Inspired podcast. 30 years after the murder of her brother, she still mourns Ron. And she still keeps these messages as a reminder of who her brother was to those who knew him best before his name became so entwined with the controversy in the media circus of the trial of the century. He was a popular guy. He was a great friend. He was a committed employee. He was a fun-loving man. It reminds Kim not only of his importance to so many others, but also of his precious value even still to her. So my friends, we can be reminded by others in the way they speak about us, they leave messages, or even how they eulogize us once we're gone. Rather than waiting for those voices, though, why not be that voice for someone else today? Your voice is a great human gift that should be cherished and used for good. Today, be intentional in using your voice to remind a loved one that you are grateful for them, that you love them, and that the world is better because of them. It turns out that tomorrow is not promised. So let's celebrate the mighty gift of today by sharing that love with those we care for. It will make not only their world a little bit better, but maybe yours as well. My friends, I want to thank you for being part of our Live Inspired podcast community. I want to remind you of a couple things. Number one is if you have not yet checked out the conversation with Kim Goldman, it's the one that occurs directly before this one, and it is worthy. Check it out. I promise you, it is inspiring. It is encouraging. It is hard. It is beautiful. It is tragic, and it is redemptive. You're going to love it. So check out the conversation with sweet Kim Goldman. You will enjoy it. And know this, in spite of the struggles we face and the headwinds we enter toward, that the foundation is firm, that your life is worthy, and that the best is yet to come. So for this time and until next time, my name is John O'Leary. Today is your day. What a gift. Live inspired.